He even takes into consideration our emotional condition and our thought patterns. He was leading Israel into the promised land, and he said he didn't take them by way of the Philistines because he knew that they might just look at war and become discouraged and go back into Egypt. So he took into consideration their immaturity, their emotional condition, and their way of thinking. Even though they were fully trained, especially with God being with them, one person in God is a majority. But he took into consideration the limitations they put upon themselves, figured that into the equation, and didn't lead them into a conflict they weren't emotionally prepared to win. If that is true, then the Lord only leads us into conflict. He has taken everything into consideration. He only leads us into a conflict we're ready to win. And the only chance the enemy has to get up to for us to lose is to get us to become fearful. To get us disengaged from what God has already accomplished in us. And so the Father speaks, "You're my beloved Son." Holy Spirit leads him into the wilderness. Verse 3, the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." One of the most misunderstood things for us, I believe, is the fact that whenever a word comes into our life, it attracts conflict. It's not that God, you know, sends the devil to assault or do something. It's that in Matthew 13, it talks about the seed and the sower. And it says, that word says, when persecution or tribulation arises because of the word. A word comes to us, it automatically attracts conflict. Why? Two basic reasons. One is we will never discover the strength of what God has said over our life if there's not opposition. He does not want us living merely in the realm of theory, a confidence in what he has said. We must see the strength of a word that he's declared over our life. And so he allows it to come under conflict so that we see the word of God is absolute. But the second reason is really amazing to me, and that is that the Lord has created a kingdom where rewards are a big deal. And there is no reward where there are no options. And so the Lord will bring a revelation, his word will be released, and allow a conflicting word or experience to come. Why? So we have an option. There has to be two trees in the garden. If I don't have an option, I can't receive reward. I cannot be rewarded for a choice unless there's a choice. So every time the Lord brings a revelation, let's say the Lord brings this revelation to you on how he's going to use you in the ministry of the word, and you just don't ever seem to come into that, and you question your own intellectual capacity and your disciplines, and you begin to see all these things.